This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The French film Blue is the Warmest Color is making news for several very different reasons. It won the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival in May. Then the film's director and its lead actresses began a public feud about the conditions on set and the film's explicit scenes of lesbian sex. But NPR's Bilal Qureshi reports before it became the big screen controversy of the year, critics were calling Blue is the Warmest Color the love story of the year.
For the first time in its history, the Cannes Film Festival jury awarded its top prize to three artists for one film. The jury was led by Steven Spielberg.
These artists are Adele, Leia, and Abdel Latif Kechiche.
The Palme d'Or for both filmmaker Abdel Latif Kechiche and the actresses Léa Seydoux and Adèle Exarchopoulos was recognition of just how far the actresses had to go to bring their love story to screen. Take the opening scene. High school student Adele is crossing the street when she suddenly sees Emma, a woman with blue hair, her arm wrapped proudly around her then-girlfriend. The two walk past each other, only to pause seconds later to turn around. Léa Seydoux plays Emma.
In the film, it lasts 20 seconds, and we spent one day, and we did like almost 100 takes, and we had to cross the street 100 times.
Director Abdel Latif Kechiche is known for this maddening kind of filmmaking, shooting take after take to capture a perfectly rendered moment. Here's his take on that scene.
Ces instants qui durent et qui arrivent à un moment très précis dans la vie.
It arrives at a very, very precise moment. Life can be transformed in a second.
Là, il s'agit d'un coup de foudre.
Love at first sight while crossing the street. Fidel had arrived 1 minute earlier or 1 minute later. It wouldn't have happened and she wouldn't have met Emma. Is it chance? Is it destiny? These are the questions that it needs a whole film to respond to.
And his camera takes its time. It seems to float over his characters like a documentarian, lingering on quiet glances, hovering on Emma's face while Adele speaks, on Adele's mouth as she listens. That's why critics love Abdel Latif's work, and why Seydoux says she wanted to work with him.
I knew his technique, but it's true that it was very, very, very difficult. I'm not complaining, you know. I don't mind to suffer. It was just that on this film, it was a very, very special experience and very painful.
When the film premiered in the U.S., those publicized complaints by the actresses fueled the perception that the film was built on exploitation. Some critics went further, calling Blue nothing more than auteur porn, a vulgar exploitation of young actresses and their bodies by a male director. Film critic B. Ruby Rich writes about the portrayal of women and sexuality on screen, and she says American critics need to get over their obsession with explicit sex.
Directors are famously sadistic toward their actresses. And, you know, film is a medium which expertly hides its own process. You never know what went on a film set unless someone chooses to talk, and they usually don't. These actresses are young. I think they're very naive. I think they didn't realize what sex means outside of France.
And for their part, the actresses have been saying that everything about making the film was difficult, not just the sex scenes. 19-year-old Adèle Exarchopoulos plays Adele.
Les scènes de sexe, c'est pas plus difficile que les scènes violentes, que les scènes normales où tu dois être naturel.
The sex scenes were no more difficult than the violent scenes or the normal ones. Like when you're talking on the telephone and no one is on the other end. We laughed a lot when we were making the film. It was a lot of fun to make and we took a lot of pleasure in it.
And that's what distinguishes art from pornography for director Abdel Latif Kechiche.
Un acteur qui joue un rôle dans un film contre son désir de le faire.
An actor who plays a role against his will, or an actress who plays a role against her will. For example, an actor or actress working with me. When it is not done with pleasure, it becomes pornography.
And even if the film's controversial scenes do amount to pornography, they last 10 minutes in a film that spans 3 hours. B. Ruby Rich says for her, Blue is the Warmest Color is not a film about sex. It's a film about a relationship across a societal divide.
He presents, for the character of Adele, a wonderfully multicultural France, where young people in high school of all different races and backgrounds are mixing together and dating and partying. And the world of the older woman, Emma, played by Léa Seydoux, is a much more upper-class world. It's a world of French intellectuals. And those worlds ultimately don't mesh all that well.
And for Tunisian-born director Abdel Latif Kechiche, film is his way to explore the confrontation between rich and poor, between insiders and outsiders in France today.
la confrontation entre ces deux mondes.
The confrontation between these two worlds and the possibility of understanding and acceptance of one into the other fascinates me.
Si il existe une possibilité,
can one really get out of one's own social origins if you're like Adele? And can she be understood by Emma's world? It's a very important question for me. I almost want to say that I'm obsessed with this question, and I have been for a long time. What causes this difference and this lack of comprehension?
You don't have to be French or gay to connect to that question, says critic B. Ruby Rich, to ask whether first love can ever overcome the harsh realities of becoming an adult.
Certainly this film took me back to all the great passions of my life. You know, the sort of sensation you're supposed to have when you're dying, suddenly everything flashes back through your head. Well, that's why I felt those times early in my life, when that kind of falling into someone the way you would fall into a universe, that time in my life just came alive again from watching this film. So I think if people can be open to it, whatever their sexuality is, it can really be a sort of time machine taking people back to some of the most vivid, passionate, all-encompassing times in their life.
And after months of controversy, Blue is the Warmest Color finally opens in American cinemas this week with an NC-17 rating. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.